Perek Nun. Kol Hashem.
Wait, what's this one about?
Okay, we're going to have to do a lot. All of this is a continuation of what we've been talking about, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking through Yeshaya, telling B'nai Yisrael, look, I put you through Golos, I'm trying to save you, so don't worry about anything. But it's going to be over and over the same basic idea of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable, willing to do certain things. You'll see how it goes. So here we go. Kol Hashem. Is Sefer Krisis Imchem, Asher Shlachtia, where is the bill of divorce of your mother that I sent her away? O Mimino Shai, Asher Macharti Eschem. Or where are the creditors that I sold you to, Eschem Lo? Heim Bavon Osechem Nimkartem V'Sheikham Sholchi Imchem. It's your own sins that you were sold with. It's your own wanton sins that your mother was sent away because of. In other words, I never really divorced you. I never really got rid of you. You rebelled against me. You did something wrong. In other words, you did something against me. So I put you in exile for a little bit. I took you out of the house and I said, you don't belong here anymore. But it was just for a little bit. It was on purpose for you to be able to learn your lesson and to be able to come back from it. That's all it was.
Your mother.
I think it's referring to your, the previous generations. Like,
if you're going to review somebody,
you go straight to the mother. It's kind of hard to explain with that. Yeah, but it's referring to the previous generations, I think. God basically says,
your mother.
Madua Basi, Karasi. Why, when I come, no man is calling out to me? There ain't no net. Nobody's answering back. This is referring to, says the Gemara Brachos, when Hashem goes into a shul and he sees that the minyanim that are usually there are not being upheld because people decide not to come for whatever reason. Right? HaKatsur Katsur Yadim. Do you not think my hand is good enough to be able to redeem them? You may be called Latzil. Do you not think I have the power to save them? In my rebuke, I dried up the sea, meaning the Yam Suf itself. I made the rivers into a desert. I was able to make their fish stink from lack of water. They all died out of thirst. Right? So that's that. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, where were you when I called Kores and everybody was rebuilding the base of Mikdash? They started to rebuild the base of Mikdash. Why didn't you come with? Why didn't everybody start walking back? It hadn't even been 70 years in bubble yet. Why didn't you come back with them?
Shai is writing this
future. Yeah.
150 years.
You haven't seen the last three prophets were all about Koresh. It's crazy, but he does quote, and he quotes him by name. I'll be Shamayim Kadrus Nisak. I'm going to clothe the heavens in darkness. Nisakasim Ksusam, and I'm going to make them all filled with sackcloth. Right? I'm going to show that none of them are going to be invincible. None of the other nations are invincible. Shamalukim Dalsan Lila Shomli Mutim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me an eloquent tongue. Vadas Laus Efyaib Davor, in order to teach the weary things. He wakes me up every morning. He wakes me up and arouses my ears to hear all those things. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying. I used Nevi'im, and I told all the Nevi'im to go to everybody. And Yeshaya is saying about himself, you don't understand how much I went to the people and I told them things. I told them all these different things. I was working time after time after time again. I was working on my prophecy to make sure everybody understood what I said. Hashem, God, opened up my ear. I did not rebel. I did not turn backward. Gave it a second. I allowed my body to be beaten by you guys. I allowed myself to be, basically plucked of my hair. I didn't hide my face from the shame and from the spit that you guys spat at me. Right? I was taunted. I was tortured. Said Yeshaya, along with all the other Nevi'im. Nonetheless, I did exactly what Hashem told me to do. Hashem helped me. And therefore, I was not shamed. Therefore, I made my face like a rock. And I know that I will not be embarrassed because the Kaddish Baruch Hu was with me. I know that I shouldn't be worried about anything. Karu Matziki, Miri Viti, my Matziki, in other words, the one who is my vindicator, Kaddish Baruch Hu, Miri Viti, who's going to fight with me when he's with me. Now that y'all can stand against me, I'll be Shpati, whoever is a Baal Mishpat, whoever wants to fight me, Yiga Sheilon, come close to me and let's go right now. This is a little bit of guys on Yeshaya's part. The fact that he was willing to go up to anybody and say, let's go fight with whatever it is. Obviously, he was right. He was a brilliant genius, and anybody could go up to him and would be able to fight that Yeshaya was going to destroy them. Nonetheless, there was a little bit of guys on his part. Hey, Hashem Elokim Yazor Li Miri Arshieni. Hashem will help me. Who's going to find me guilty? Hankakul and Begin Yivlu. They're going to be worn out like clothing. Ashio claim that is eaten by moths. That's what's going to happen. That's going to happen to those who go up against God. Nivakam Yerashem, who amongst you is a fearer of God. Shemayim Kolav, who is listening to the call of the servant. Shalach Hashem goes into dark. May no gilu, which has no light. Neither Hashem Hashem Yishayin Velakov. He should trust in a Kaddish Baruch Hu, rely on a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and that's that. If you truly feel that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is in charge of you, then you don't have anything to worry about, and everything's going to work out well.
Hold on, wait.
what we were saying.
Yeah, what's up?
So then why is it diabetic? He's doing exactly
it's
that.
It's not wrong. It's not wrong. He just said it in such a way where it didn't... The first line was not attributed straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rest of it was, but the first line was not. It was
must get
come up to me
this.
And do it.
What? He must get punished for
death this. In the end.
Plus, you know, died because of that?
I don't know if that was the only reason, but I remember that being as part of the reason. Hein kulkem kodchei esh. You're all fire blazers. Ma'azri zikos. Flame banners. L'kubo ureshchem. You walk in the light of your fires. Zikos b'artem. And in the lightning that you lit. Mi'azi isazos. Lochem. From me was all this. L'masev et tishkabun. And now you're going to lie down in sorrow. In other words, they walked the fire. You caused the fire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wrath to be flamed up against you and for all these bad things to happen. Now you're going to lie down in sorrow and things are going to be bad. Now, Shimalai wrote by Tzedek. Now, listen to me, all those who are chasing after Tzedek. Medak Shashim will want to really search out for God. Be told Tzurku Tzatzim, turn to the rock of your from which you were hewn. Velma Kevitz Bornu Kartam, from the quarry from which you were dug. Habitu al Abram Avicha, I want you to look at Abram and your father. Velsar to Cholelkan, and to Sarimin who brought you forth. Ki Echa Krosi Babarchei Varbeyu. It was for, he was the only one. When I called him, he was the only one that listened. I blessed him and I made him into very, very many. Think about that for a second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying it over here, and we say this earlier. Everyone in the world had a chance to be Abram Avinu. Everyone in the world had a call out. There was a call out where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was having tryouts. And he said, who wants to come? I will be with whoever it is. And one person listened, and it was Abram Avinu. Nobody else listened. Everybody else forgot about it or didn't listen or whatever it is. But he's the one that got up there. And look at what happened to Abram Avinu's children now. Look how they filled this land where it became very, very many from one person. Knows that even though he and his wife were both infertile. Kinech Hashem Tzion, Nicham Kor Chovosel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore will also be able to console Tzion and all of its destroyed buildings. You might look at it and say, how in the world is Yerushalayim going to be built up again? Well, look at Yerushalayim today. He will make the Midbar like the Eden, and the wilderness like the Garden of Hashem. Happiness and rejoicing will be found in it. Thank you. The Kol Zimra. Did you say like the Bears?
Is it sounds like the story of the Bears.
I want you to come back to this at the end of the year 2016 and see if that's okay. Anyway,
we're waiting for Kol Zimra. Find the coach.
Thanksgiving and Kol Zimra. Hakshivu Eli Ami. Listen to me, all my nation, Lumi, and all my people. Hazinu, listen. Eli Hazinu, Eli Hazinu, you should listen to me. Ki Torah Meititete. The Torah comes out from you, Shbatu Lora Ami Margia. And my law will be a light to soothe all the people that are there. It could be quicker. Yeah, yeah.
What's up?
It could be quicker. The only way for it to happen, for the Geula to happen quicker than that appointed time, is for you to be able to sit down and understand what I'm telling you. My law can allow the light to come forth quicker, but you have to understand it, you have to go into it, and if you don't, then Enechanami, it's going to take a long time. In fact, 3,000 years from now, from when Yeshai was speaking, when was Yeshai exactly? We're talking in the middle of the first base of Mitzvah, so we're talking about 600 BCE, so give or take, I mean, we're talking about 2,500 years from now.
So that seems like, and this is all, so basically they could have walked right back into Israel, and like, everything would have been good.
Yeah, this is after
Pascha. Because they settled in Babel and didn't really get up.
Fine. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was blaming them. Yeah.
What's the difference, the practical difference between Hakshivu and Hazinu?
So the line is, Keshev is to listen very closely by turning your ear toward, while Hazin, I'm sorry, the other way. Hazin is to turn your ear toward, while Hakshev is from back behind. That's what it's supposed to be. It's the exact opposite.
I think it's actually like turning
your ear toward, or Hakshev is just from around.
No, I mean, how it fits into the pasuk. I mean, that's...
What is to turn your ear, like listen, and Hakshev is like to pay attention, I think.
Yeah, it's one is specific, one is general. So Hakshivu Eli Amilu Mi would be the first way you do it, and Hazinu Ki Torah Meititeite, and then listen to the specifics, the general and the specifics. Remember, the Hazinu is the Ozen. You turn the Ozen toward whatever it is, and Kashav is just the general listening to. Yeah, Karuv Tzivki Yotzi Yishi, my triumph is near, my righteousness will come close. Yotzi Yishi, my salvation will come forth. Uzroi, Uzroi Amin Yishpotu, my arms will judge all the nations. Eli, Ian, Yikabu, all the islands will hook toward me. And all wait for my arm. They're all waiting for basically everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, both his judgment and his compassion, for everything to happen, for it to be an ultimate judgment. Lift up your eyes to the heavens. Look down to the earth below. The Shemayim may melt like smoke. The earth may wear out like a bag of Yoshek. And the people that are living in it may die. But again, guarantee my salvation, my tzidkus will never be failing. That will always happen. Pasuk Zayin. Shivalai Yodei Tzedek. Listen to me, all those who know Tzedek. I'm to Rasi B'Livam, right? A people whose Torah is in their hearts, it's already ingrained within them from the womb. Al Tiru Karpas Enosh. Don't worry when men are making fun of you. Bosam. Al Techatu. Don't be afraid when they're shaming you. Because like a clothing, like a piece of clothing, they'll be eaten, consumed like a moth. Because some of your claims sus, and like wool, they'll be eaten like a worm. Sus. I remember that from somewhere. There's a Gemara about that word. My tzidkus will be forever. My salvation will be for generations after generations. So don't worry about all the verbal abuse and everything they do to you. Don't worry about that. Uri, sleep she owes. Wake up, wake up. Wear splendor. Zor Hashem, the arm of God. Uri, can they catch him dodos alonin? Like the days of old, like the old generations. You are the one who cut up Rahab and you slayed the dragon. That's what he says down here. Tanin is usually known as like the big alligator, the big crocodile. Hello, Asya Makarevis Yom. What?
Tanin was a viper.
It could be a snake as well. Hello, Asya Makarevis. Tanin is in this week's partial with Paro, you know, turned into a Tanin. He was Tanin.
Rashi defines Tanin as a Paro.
Paro?
I think
well, Rahab is known as the god of Egypt, also.
Yeah.
Right? So, Hello, Asya Makarevis Yom, made to home Rabbah. You were the one who dried up the Yom Suf, right? The deep depths. Hasama Manke Yom, Derech Rabbah Ge'ulim. You made in the depths of the sea a way for the Ge'ulim, for the redeemed ones to be able to go through, even though they were undeserving. Says Yeshayah, if they were undeserving men, you might as well do it again now. But if Yeshayah, Yeshua, and bring back the redemptions of Akarishwa of Zom, Reina, they'll come back to Sion in song. The happiness of the world will be on their heads. Right, grief and moaning will flee away, and they don't have to worry about anything whatsoever. Don't do it. I can talk to other people. Don't allow it to happen through other agents, in which it's not going to be a perfect regula. I want the regula to be through you. I can talk. Make everything happen through you.
Nobody's going to understand this through him.
The final one, it will be, because he's going to give us filled with das. The whole world will be filled with das. That's the only thing that we're hoping for. That in the end, Hakadosh Baruch Hu does it.
Why does Yeshayah ask us for that? Because he knows it's not. He knows.
He wants the final gula. That's what he's asking for. He wants the final gula when it's all taken care of and nothing makes any sense. And we look at it and we're like, oh my gosh, how in the world did that just happen? And Hakadosh Baruch Hu turns back and says, like, see? And you're like, oh.
I'm saying, but there must be a greater value in the process, right? Than actually given.
We've been through the process. It's been 3,500 years. 3,300 years altogether. Mashiach is the agent through whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything, but it's going to be so miraculous in certain ways that he's just going to be the agent as opposed to, it's going to be like Moshe Rabbeinu in a way.
No,
Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make any sense, meaning he was a person who didn't have the speech, did not have the stature, did not live among the people, did something strange.
Either there's no purpose in the process itself, or there's no purpose in the Mashiach.
No, there was, to lead us up to the point where we'll be able to accept when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it himself. That should be the idea.
Like I said, he fills everybody with das and takes away the basira. We're going to accept it. I mean, that's like, you know,
in the world of Scar.
That's what I'm saying. If you give a person das, if Hashem gave a person omniscience.
Omniscience.
Then the person would
probably in there. Yeah.
Right. I'm saying the person would no longer have the zero.
That's the world after Mashiach.
Right.
Maybe it's not exactly when Mashiach comes. But it'll be at some point
what's the purpose
like that.
Process leading up to it.
To deserve the reward that you get afterward. That's it. Because that's the time of reward. And you're dealing with this is the process. We've been through the process. It's been 3,300 years of the process.
Do we deserve it?
Not yet. I don't know. But it doesn't matter. Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu will do it in the end anyway. Because there is a set
time. That's my point.
Okay.
Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? That then you're kind of invalidating the process.
No, that was the process was to get to that point. If we can do it on our own, we'll do it on our own and we'll deserve it, etc. But if not, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a set time, period. And that set time is going to happen no matter what. That is the process.
And we just get das and then it's all good.
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, most of Mashiach might take a little bit. Yeah, whatever it is. It could be less, probably.
What,
yeah.
Is he saying that it had all the Jews from Babel moved back to Israel, that would have been the final Gula?
That's what it sounds like.
So is that a rebuke of us? I mean, we have a big Gula to Israel and we're living here.
No.
I'm just saying.
If they were rebuilding the base of Mikdash, then yes. And I don't know if we're allowed to do that in the third one. But the third one is a different process by the second one. They were allowed to build it up and see if everyone would.
I have a question. If we bulldozed down with a rock and started laying the foundation,
I don't think the third base
is not humanly possible for anybody to lay the foundation.
Why? No, I'm saying
it would cause a third world war.
He's saying theoretically,
we just did it.
I don't think the third basement just works that way. The second did, because the second was to be done by the hands of man.
We have
the
test, but it's not a blueprint.
No, but we do have something. But either way, regardless, the third basement just has to be done by a Kurdish powerful, or in some way that is led by a Kurdish powerful. We don't have the
second basement. Yeshua was already written.
Chagai. They used Chagai, because Chagai had a new nebuah for the second basement. That's why they rebuilt it. Remember, because Chagai came along and told them. Remember, they're dealing with Nevi'im. When you have Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, Mordechai, Daniel, what's his name alive? You still had Ezra, Nehemiah, you had Zerubbabel, you had all these people alive. Then Anna, Hanani, you can make these types of decisions. How are we going to do it? Like, for example, what Gadol is going to get up there and be like, yeah, let's go? Who's going to do that?
There's a crossover era between Jordan and Magic.
Yes. Sort of. Right. It's like the classic game on the Wii. Right. 100%. Yeah.
I'm not saying there was no Dome of the Rock or anything. I don't know.
What would you do? I'm sure there would be people out there who are saying, let's build it up right now. Let's go right now. Why don't we do it right now?
Her name is Moshe Feigler.
I know who else is up there. But yeah, I thought you were going to say.
No, I know that there's a famous line that remembers us that after the 6 day war, that we should have started building then.
Yeah, but there's Rav Avadia and a lot of big Gedolim said the intifadas are starting because people are going up to the not supposed to go.
No, that's true now. But he's saying right back then in 67 or 73, which one was it?
We got it in 67.
It was ours. It was 67 when they had it and when they should have built up right then.
Yeah.
Should they? Hey, never know. Kurdish Baruch Hu puts it in the heads of men not to make those types of decisions. It seems so strange that they didn't.
Does this disappear? Meaning, if we're ready for it, if back then we were ready for it, then does that go away and now we're not ready for it?
Disappear. There are moments in time where you have the ability to do something and they go away. And if you don't take advantage of them, they're there. Oh, that's a good lesson for marriage. All right, Anochi Anochi. I am going to be your consoler. And this is what Kurdish Baruch Hu is saying. It's not going to be anyone else but me. Mi'at Batiri, right? Batiri. Enosh, Yamus. Who are you that you're afraid of a man that's going to die? I mean, better than Chatzir Yinasein, or like a human person that's just like grass. What are you worried about? You forget God, your Maker. No, you want to put together the heavens and the earth. You're worried about the oppressor, right? When he's just planning to destroy, but you don't even know when it's going to happen or where it is. Those who are besieged will surely, swiftly be released. They will not be dying or go to the grave, right, nor be lacking in any type of sustenance. The people are supposed to be there. So don't be afraid of anything but a Kurdish Baruch Hu. If I remember correctly, Soe is yet another name for Gehenna. That's the word that Gehenna is going to wide open for those people. I am a Kurdish Baruch Hu who's going to stir the sea and brings up the waves. That's me. I'm going to put my words inside your mouth and tell you that and I've covered you up with the shadow of my hands. In order to make the heavens and the earth, the liberal Zion Miasol, and to say to Bnei Zion, right, you are my people. It's as if when I bring about this situation, it's going to be as if I renewed creation. That's what it's going to look like when Mashiach comes and everything's different. That's going to be the renewal of creation. Zori, come Yerushalayim. Wake up, get up, Yerushalayim. Mashiach Shos is Miad Hashem. As Kos Kamasoi, you have drunk the cup of God's wrath. As Kubas Kostrela, right, you drunk and sucked the cup of poison. Shasis Matsis, you drank it, you sucked it down. Right now, it's over. Everything's going to be done after you took all of this ghost and all the troubles and everything that you had. Don't worry, you can wake up now. She has no one to guide her. From all the children that she bore, she has no one to hold her hand of all the children that she reared. In other words, Jewish people, there were not enough tzaddikim to lead them to the times of Gula. There weren't enough people who were able to hold their hands and bring them along. There are two things that are going to happen to you. Who is going to be able to console from all this plunder and calamity, from the hunger and from the sword, who is going to be able to console you from all those? All of your children are going to be fainted. They're going to be lying down at the heads of all the streets, like an antelope that is caught in a net, that is filled with which is the rebuke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, there were four types of things that happened when they went through war. Obviously, all of these were torture. There was plunder, meaning taking away all their possessions. That was one thing that was going to be part of this. That was showed. Shever is the calamity, meaning all the calamity which is is the raping of young boys and girls and taking the woman into captivity. There was going to be Rav, which is absolute
like
hunger and
thirst.
And Karev, that's weird. Karev is warfare, meaning actual warfare. Pasuk Habalah. Therefore, listen to this, please. Oh, poor one. You are drunk, but it's not from wine. The same line that we said up above. You're drunk, but not from wine. Come about the Nayak Hashem the Lakayak, the Reeve Amo. Your God will fight for his nation. I will take away that cup of drunkenness, the cup of poisonous, my cup of anger. You will never drink it again. I will put it instead in the hands of your tormentors, who said to you, lie down, we want to walk across you. They put you down to the ground, your bodies, and they were like the street to the passerby. Those who straight up, they walked all over you, you are going to outlive them, you're going to destroy them, you're going to take them down. Uri, Uri, this part, Nun Beis. Uri, Uri, leave. Wake up, Sion. Put on your splendor. Sion, leave shipping this. Put on your everything you have. You shine your
Kodesh. I realize that sorry, and that we're here.
Yeah, 100%.
Is this where it comes from?
Most of Yeshaya, we've said, has come from Machadudi. We've got all the words have been here. Boi B'Shalom was mentioned earlier. We have all the things that are inside here. Kilo Yusif Yavavach, Ode Arel V'Tameh. No longer will the Arelim, the uncircumcised, and the Tameh people that are out there, will they ever be with you as old? Yerushalayim will wake it up to its splendor and people will be great again. He's Nari Me'afar Kumi. You got that one? He's Nari Me'afar Kumi. Get it from the dirt, Shvi Yerushalayim. Those who are released in Yerushalayim or the captured ones in Yerushalayim. He's possibly most certain Tzavarech. Take off the chains off your neck, Shvi Abasion, the captive ones of Zion. That refers to obviously getting rid of the Gashmias that you actually have. Rukhmias around you. You were sold for naught, but you will not be redeemed for anything at all. There is no money that can happen. There's nothing going to be able to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do it himself. He called Hashem Elokim. Mitzrayim Yorad Ami Barishona. First, my nation went down to Mitzrayim, Legorsham. Ashur, the Ashur of Azashakan, right? So Ashur, Assyria, oppressed them for no reason whatsoever. It is weird that it skips straight from Egypt all the way to Ashur. There's a little bit. I guess it's like this. Egypt at least had a reason. You were in Egypt, and that's why they took you over, because they were scared of you or whatever. Ashur had no reason. They had nothing to do with you. They were from far away. There was no reason for them to come up against you. What are you going
to
say?
For Yeshaya, it's A to Z. He's living in the time of Ashur. So he's saying, from the time of Mitzrayim until the time of Ashur, meaning from
that makes
until
sense. They were the second Golos, so to speak. They were the second, nation of evil. Yeah, what are you going to say? I think that's the idea behind it. That is very, very good. But okay, that's all. What am I doing over here? New Hashem says Hashem. He look up, Nifina. My people have been taken for nothing, right? Most of Yehilu New Hashem, right? The oppressors call out loud. They're like, we got everything, says Hashem. It's something called Yom Shimi. You know what? And they constantly blaspheme me all day long, and they say nothing but that. I gave them kindness. I allowed them to take over the world. Look what they do to me. Therefore, my nation will know my name. I am the one who's going to come out. I am saying, I'm here. I'm ready now. How beautiful on the mountains are the footsteps of the Nevasser, of the harbinger, right, of Elio Anavi. Mashmeh Shal Nevasser Toiv. He tells over there's going to be peace. He tells over good tidings. Mashmeh Yeshua. He tells over the salvation of Lutzion Melacholahayeh. He tells over Lutzion that your king is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How great is that going to be when Elio Anavi comes in? It's funny, by the way. It says that these three proclamations mean there's going to be 3 days before Mashiach comes, Elio Anavi comes. In the Gemara, it seems to be that Elio Anavi is going to come the day before Mashiach comes. And here it seems to say there are going to be 3 days. That's what the Miyamlo says. Kol Tzofayach Nasu Kol, all of your scouts, they raise up their voices. Yasav Yeranin, they sing together. The Ayin Yeru V'Shuv Hashem Tzion, right, with their eyes, their very eyes, they're going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's return to Zion. That's what we're going to see. The Nevi'im are going to call out loud. They're going to say, oh, finally, we saw this and we realized it's called Pitzchu Ran in the Yaakov. They're going to break out in song. They're going to sing together for Yerushalayim about all the ruins of Yerushalayim. Kim Yechash Shem Amo, go out Yerushalayim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has consoled his nation, the Redeemer of all of Yerushalayim. They're going to be singing not only the Yerushalayim up above, but also Yerushalayim down below, meaning the two destroyed cities. Yerushalayim down below, which is destroyed down here, and the Yerushalayim up above, which has been in disuse since the Yerushalayim down below has been destroyed. They'll both come back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is then going to reveal his holy arm. in front of the eyes of all the nations. All of the nations of the world, all the ends of the land will see the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're all going to see the holy acts of God. Suru, suru, tumi sham. Get away. Get away. Go out of there. Tame. All Tame people, to go, do not touch anything. Tumi tochal, get out of there. Hibarno sekhla Hashem. Right? Purify yourselves, those who bear God's vessels and all the kelim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Make sure that you are out of there when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do this. As it says in Pasuk Yud Beis, because you're not going to leave in haste. It's not going to be in flight. Because God is going before you. God is going to be your rear guard. He's going to take care of you completely. So it's not going to be like you're running out like you did by Egypt. It's not going to be like you're hiding away like you did by Babel. It's going to be you're going with that Kaddish Baruch Hu this time, and everything's going to be calm and collected.
Now that's interesting, right?
Chavetz Chaim used to keep a bag by his door. Then in case Mashiach came to him right then, he'd be able to run out along with Mashiach. But Yeshaya seems to be saying that when Mashiach comes, it's not going to be that way. You're going to have time. You know, everything will be peaceful. Everything's going to be okay. That's what it sounds like. So I don't know what that means exactly.
I mean, a time of peace or that...
Yeah, but you still have to have the mind.
You won't go in that hurry this way.
Well, it's not like it's a process. It's not like, you know, one day this and then one day that.
Okay, agreed.
Assuming for the
but not like the times on
it. More of figurative, not literal.
So you're trying to show people that you believe that any moment Mashiach could come.
Right. And you have to be mentally prepared. Because how are you gonna rationalize some guy coming on a talking donkey or whatever it is and say, oh, I believe that that's happening. I believe that, what's that mean?
I'm just saying, if a guy comes on a talking donkey, I'm probably going to start listening to him. I don't know.
No, you won't.
If I'm going to completely, I will say that that is absolutely amazing. I see what CNN has to say, and the AP.
It's figuratively, not literally.
I know, understood completely. Obviously, it's going to be that way. It's, Must be the Chavetz Chaim view, yeah. You know, I guess if you know who Eliyahu HaNavi is, if the Chavetz Chaim did, then maybe things are different. And he asked Avi Arum Denisa, Rebbe Chanan Wasserman once asked him if he ever had a... somebody asked Rebbe Chanan Wasserman if he ever had a Gilui Eliyahu, if he ever had a revelation of Eliyahu HaNavi, and he said, one time when I was by the Chavetz Chaim, I always get mixed up, because Rebbe Chanan and the Panovich Rav were both coming to the Chavetz Chaim. The Panovich Rav was once asked if he ever had a Gilui Eliyahu, and he said one time he went to the Chavetz Chaim's house, and everybody went in to go see the Chavetz Chaim, maybe got 30 seconds to a minute with the Chavetz Chaim, especially toward his, well, when he was in old age. So one time he went in, and the Chavetz Chaim spent 20 to 30 minutes together with one person inside, and he couldn't understand what it was. So it's like he's going around after the person left, right? The person left, and he saw him, and Rebbe Chanan looked at him, the Panovich Rav looked at him, and obviously he looked like a very holy yid. So he said, Shalom Aleichem. The person said back, Aleichem Shalom. He went into the Chavetz Chaim, and he said, I understand, Rebbe, you spend a minute with people. Why do you spend a half hour with that guy? He said, you saw him? And he said, yes. He said, come with me. He went outside. He said, did anybody just see anyone just leave my office? So everybody said, no. And he turned back to the Panovich Rav and said, that was Eliyahu HaNavi. You were Zilkha to see Eliyahu HaNavi. Did he speak to you? He said, yes. He said, Aleichem Shalom. He said, oh, great things. So the Panovich Rav said, that was my Gili Eliyahu. That's what he said. And when somebody said to him, when somebody told the Panovich Rav, was that the only time he saw Eliyahu HaNavi? He smiled and he said, that was that. That was the Panovich Rav.
What did he talk to the Chavetz Chaim about for half an hour?
I don't know. You want to know? No, he wasn't there. It was in a private room.
No, but why didn't the Chavetz Chaim write it down?
Chavetz Chaim for sure wrote it down.
He went to the Gemara. He got every answer to the
Tekus. That's the guy. You know what's amazing about that? They say Teku in the Gemara, right? They had revelations where Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi appears in the Gemara quite often. Why didn't they just ask him?
I think the Akron
amazing, isn't it?
Was
Rebbe Kiva that guy.
Wasn't the Akron for Teku like made up later? But
yeah,
the Gemara literally
means sit as is. By a doraisa, it's by a dorabanan, it's mekel. But we added on Tishbi Yitar Tzkushi Zibayis, which is good. But no. But Rebbe Kiva Eger does ask that kasha, by the way. He does ask it. If it really means that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come to answer the questions, why didn't he answer it when he visited Dal Moraim and the Tanayim? He should have been right there. Everybody spoke to Eliyahu HaNavi back then. Rebbe Shulman Levi's best friend is the guy.
Did he ever actually see the Eliyahu talk to anybody from Lapa, really? Like...
I got to go through
a bunch of Miami.
That's Rabbi Kiviger's answer. It says Elio Hanavi in a malach form is Lo Bashamayim. Elio Hanavi in his physical form can pass in Shilohs for us. So that's his answer already.
Yeah, but when it came to Rabbi Shimon Levi, it seems like it was a physical form.
It might have been a malach.
The whole thing was like a big story.
Could have been a bit of a dream. You know what I'm saying? It could have been a dream. You never know. And by the way, that Rabbi Shimon Levi with Ksuvus was really a malach of us. So I don't interesting about that. We'll talk about it a little bit later. My servant will prosper. He'll be Yaskil, be successful. He'll be exalted, uplifted. Right? What?
Yaskil Avdi.
Really? What sefer is that?
Shalos and Shulos from Ravadia Hadaya.
Ravadia? I don't even know who that is. Who is that?
He was the chief rabbi of Pratik in the 50s.
No idea. I've never heard that whatsoever.
That's interesting. Shalos and Shulos.
Yaskil Avdi. What was his name? Ovadia
Hadaya.
So obviously Avdi is in Ovadia.
Maybe.
Hadaya. That's interesting. Okay. Yeah, Yoram and Yisab and Gavam. Oh, you lift up the great height.
Rabbi Friedman's father-in-law.
Which one's father-in-law?
Rabbi Friedman's father-in-law was the chief.
Or Sorotskin?
Yeah.
I don't know Sorotskin, but he might have been Ashkenazic chief as opposed to Sephardic chief. That might be a little bit different. I don't know. But anyway, regardless, Mashiach is going to bring them from all the corners. He's going to uplift them. He's going to bring them to great heights. That's what's going to be. And everybody's going to flock to him. It's not only going to be us, but the other nations as well. Kasher Shamo Alach Rabim. Just as many were stunned by you. Right? Saying Rabim came Mishchas Ish Mereyu. Right? So too many nations are going to talk about. So Arumim Bnei Adam. Right, so too many of the nations are going to say many things. They're going to open up their mouths. More than what was told to them, they're going to see. More than what they've heard, they are going to understand. Right, that's what it's going to be. In other words, Mashiach, who is going to be scoffed at for his degenerate appearance. Oh, he just appeared on a donkey, a talking donkey. He's going to listen to a talking donkey. Nonetheless, he's going to show his capabilities, and then all of a sudden, everybody's going to talk about it, and everything's going to be there. The ascension is going to be very, very quick. And that way, that's what's going to be over here. Maybe that's option. No, it can't be. That's not Pshat and the whole time. The ascension is going to be quite higher. I don't know.
No, the Pshat is very simple.
Yeah.
It was figurative, not literal.
That's what it sounds like. I think so also. But it's strange because everything, if you go through all of our ga'ulos, they're all quickly. We ran out of Mitzrayim, right? Yosef was ran out of jail.
Like
Mordechai was, you know, everything was quick. Throughout all of the Purim story, everything is quick, running and running from one to the other. What?
The second piece of Mikdash wasn't quick.
You are right. That's why we didn't have the miracles. That's why we didn't have the miracles. Because they went slowly. They had the chance, but they didn't do it.
Is it because we went slowly, or because whatever reason God decided to work through?
The people didn't go.
What?
So people didn't go. If the people jumped up and ran, maybe it would be different.
So if we all jump up and move to Israel.
Can you go to a land where...
I mean, I'm guilty. I'm just
can you go to a land where an irreligious person is in charge? I don't mean to say it that way, but like where a person is there.
The times of were not all the Hashmonaim kings were the biggest.
Not then, but the person if people started it were. So was there a chiv to move to Eretz Yisrael to have the Hashmonaim kings?
Well, forget about who the leader.
No, they'll be different because there's a chiv already for the Beis HaMikdash.
You can, what does it matter who the leader is? There's a mitzvah.
It's not about that. You're right. The mitzvah is there no matter what. So that's there. Is the chiv there when the people that are in charge are there? But then again, I don't know. Maybe if everybody would move all together.
A Jew is a Jew.
No, maybe. I understood, but nonetheless, should that be the people who are leading us?
Who says they're leading us anyways?
Yeah, you're right. I was thinking that if you have a million Jews, a million religious Jews go all together, it'll probably change the demographics of everything.
But even still, it's still a Jew. Like you're saying, a Jew is a Jew. What does it matter if a Jew is responsible to live in Israel? What's the matter if he's religious?
Remember what we said about all the kings who did not give Musar properly in Eretz Yisrael. When you have the ability to be, you know, the person who's in charge,
yeah,
that person in charge has to be able to lead.
We're talking about ability. That today is very different than the time of Bais Rishon.
You'd assume that everybody's going to have to be religious by the times of Mashiach.
Is that something you'd assume?
Yeah.
Or is it?
I don't think it's possible otherwise.
Why? I mean, is
before or after he comes?
Because this is not going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
After. After he comes. You know what I'm saying? Like by the time of Mashiach,
yeah,
you'd assume.
So after
that.
He comes, but I'm saying. But
so what's. I don't mean to say this because obviously there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but what's the point in going there now? Right? If. Without the mitzvah, forget about the mitzvah for right now. I'm just saying, what's the point in going there now? So that we what? That we're all together on one land? That hasn't helped us so far. All of our enemies want to kill us. Worse. So what's the point? I don't mean to say it that way, but like politically speaking, maybe there isn't.
Thank God. In the U.S. Well, no, hold on. In the U.S., thank God we're okay. But
yeah.
For example, let's say it was like Paris here in the U.S.
Okay, no,
yeah,
agreed.
There's a place that Jews can go, and they're not worried about
Africa, so to Australia. So, I mean, you know, there are many places we've been to, England. Yeah, right now, we have a lot of places.
You can go to another country and say, I want to live here.
I understand, but the people that are there already. I don't hear the riots so much. I don't know. We're already here. I hear.
If a friend who wants to come to the U.S., how's he going to? He can't.
No, he can't. That's canceled. At least he'll have an open, you know, invitation to Eretz Yisrael. You know, that's forcing us.
You know.
I know a Jew is a Jew. I would rather there be somebody that.
I understand.
Yeah.
I'm moving to the U.S.
and I'll get elected too, and Naftali Bennett will be prime minister. And you won't have to worry about that.
Yeah, but I'm religious and I'm not voted for.
Yamin Lishmoaseinu. No, we're not going to this now. Me Yamin Lishmoaseinu, this park, Nun Gimel. Me Lishmoaseinu is Rosh Yamal, me Miklosa. Who would have believed what we heard? That the arm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to be revealed this way. In other words, this is what the nations are going to be like, what? No, not the Jews. No way. That's what's going to happen once Mashiach comes along. By Yalkiyon is Lefanav, everything is going to sprout in front of him like a shoot. Kishor Shmeret Tzia, like a root in the middle of a thirsty land, Lo Tor Lo. You can't even describe it. Lo Hadar, there's not even any beauty. Right? We beheld him and we looked at it and we said, like, eh, it doesn't look so good. Menachmedeyu, and yet they are found love. They couldn't believe it. How in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu loving this nation when it seems like these Jewish people are absolutely nothing? They are despised and they're shunned by men. Ish Makobos, people that are filled with suffering, Biduah holy and with full of sicknesses. Right, we hid our faces from Nivza, they are contemptible. The Lord Hashem knew, we never considered them anything whatsoever. They looked at the Jewish people and they said, like, eh, whatever. You know, that's what the nation said. Who knows? But then they realized it was our sickness that we were carrying. It's our hurts that he was carrying for themselves. In other words, the Jews were taking on the plagues of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taking out on them instead of taking on the other nations. We consider them the one that God hates, that God despises. I mean, come on, the Christians look at us and they say, well, we're the ones that God despises because we messed it up, so we're all gone. So they're the new nation. They're the ones who are re-chosen, and that's that. But it's really, they were carrying our sins, the yashka of the people. It was us themselves. This is also the learn where we learn, also the place where we learn that Mashiach takes on the sicknesses and all the soul the yisurin of all the Jews, that he himself takes it for himself. He's afflicted by all of our sins. Knocked down from all of our sins. Musar Shlomenu Alav, right? He was knocked down so that we could have peace, right? And that healed us. It really does sound like this must be when the Christians get their idea of what Yashka is supposed to do for them. That does sound like, you know, taking on the pain of the nations. But we do learn that that's supposed to be the Jews for the other nations and the Shiach for us. We all went astray like sheep. We all turned to a different way. Right? And Kadosh Baruch Hu met the sins of all of us all upon him. Each one of them were there. So in other words, we were just like sheep. They were just sheep walking around, and that's the idea. Mashiach is suffering the other sins. Nigas, right? Right? Oppressed or afflicted. Does not open up his mouth. He goes like a sheep being led out to slaughter. Like a sheep being sheared. He is dumb, right? And does not open up its mouth, right? In other words, all the torments that we have, the debates, right? That the other nations do in front of us. And everything, they were backed, and all the other nations of the world were backed by authority, power, and the kings, and they all went to whatever it is. But the Jew was silenced. Anything we could say, we couldn't say anything. Even when we beat them, like the famous Ramban, when the Ramban fought against the Spaniards in the famous debate, right, whatever year it was, I don't remember, 1240, 1250, whatever it is, right, he won. But then he was kicked out of the land because he won. So if he would have lost, he would have to convert to Christianity. If he would have won, right, then he was kicked out of the land. He wasn't allowed to be in the land anymore. He had to go out. We had no choice. There was nothing we were gonna get from. We endured everything silently, like a sheep that's just being led out to slaughter. And we're fine. We know it. We understand. That's what we are. From confinement, from judgment. Look up, we were taking this. Who's going to speak out his generation? They were cut off from the land of the living, from all the sins of the people that brought a plague upon him, and everything was there as a plague. Who can speak? I mean, that's obviously what we all have. We were cut off from the land of Eretz Yisrael. We were tortured by the other nations. The Jewish people are going to take from the confinement, the judgment of all the other nations living in the other places, and they're going to be taken to Eretz Yisrael. They accepted burial among the wicked. There's Ashir Bamosav, right? And his death among the rich people. Even though he did nothing wrong, and there's no trickery inside his mouth. We were always willing to give up what we needed for God. We were willing to be Moser Nefesh, even when the deaths were wicked deaths that had absolutely nothing to do. And Mashiach as well, so to speak, will acquiesce to get torture for Bnei Yisrael in order to take over what's going to be. Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires to crush, right, and make him ill. In Tosam Hashem Nafsho, if he considers himself guilty, then he'll have children and he'll live long days, and then he'll be Matzliach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything will happen through him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention was not to kill them, but rather to make them ill, to knock them down a little bit. And if they accept it and things go well, then afterward, then everything works out well, there will be a success, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. I guess you can say that the whole purpose of Yisurin in the first place is for people to be able to learn their lesson and to be able to get something from it. I'll give you a quick story, but it's a true story, and I told it to my kid. And although he didn't get it at the age of 11, my 13-year-old daughter got it, so I'm hoping it's somewhat understood. Okay? My son told me, he's like, it's not fair. Why? A year ago, he's walking in the hallway, somebody made fun of him, so he punched the kid in the face. Okay. Shouldn't have done that. He knew he wasn't supposed to do that. He was in front of a teacher. The teacher saw him. The teacher went straight to the principal, so at the end of the day, he got suspended for a day. It was good. We made him go to my grandparents' house, and he worked all day for my grandparents cleaning out their basement. It was a really good thing, but whatever, he needed it. Okay, he's never going to do that again because he learned his lesson. So my son comes back to me last week, and he says to me, it's not fair. What's not fair? Well, there were two kids in my class, right? They started beating each other up. They were kicking each other and punching each other and everything, and a teacher was watching the entire time, and they didn't get suspended. They didn't get suspended, so it's not fair. Why did I get suspended for a day when I had that? Well, they didn't get suspended whatsoever. And I said, honey, you have to understand something. Yisurin are given, and they're a gift, a kapara from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. First thing I said to him was the following. I said, if a guy does something bemazed, right, bemazed without any aid, what's the guy's punishment? So what do you say?
B'dinishmayim.
You can't do anything on earth. What's the punishment for the person who does something to show gig? Right? What's his punishment for that? So there's a korban chatas. I said, why is there a korban chatas? Why is there a punishment, a kapara, for that guy who did something b'shogeg, but not the guy who did something amazing? Well, my son said, the reason why is because the guy who did it b'shogeg deserves to get a kapara. The guy who did it amazing doesn't deserve to get a kapara. That's why he has to be punished in Shemayim, because he didn't deserve to get a kapara down here on earth. I said to him, ah, now you hopped it. I said, the reason why you got punished is because that was a schus. It's a schus for you to be able to learn from what you've done. If you would have gotten away with it, if you would have punched somebody in the face and gotten away with it, you might have done even worse the next time around. So the fact that you did something, you got punished for it, is a mila for you that you now can learn from or whatever. Those kids, the fact that they're not getting punished is worse for them. They don't get to learn from it. They're not going to learn from what their problems are, and therefore because of that, they're going to suffer, and they could do other things until finally they'll get expelled, and they will have no idea how they got to that low of a level.
Was it the same teacher who was watching both sites, or was it a different teacher?
It was a different teacher. Right, but I'll tell you, the stricter teacher saw the second fight,
so he
which is surprising to me.
He didn't understand.
He didn't like that.
Oh.
He's like, still not fair. That's the answer. But my daughter was like, ah. Kavara immediately was like, I got it. Like, she got it immediately.
Never wrong her life.
No. Her also. And I saw Ruby, like, contemplating. I couldn't tell if he was just spacing out eating or if he was listening and he was just trying to whatever it was. I couldn't tell what Ruby was thinking at the time. But Kavara got it immediately, and Ezra was just, not fair. Don't get too fair. What was that?
I thought Ruby was the puncher.
What?
I thought Ruby was the puncher.
No. Ruby hasn't punched Nohi before, but that's about all he can do. He can't do it in school. He was literally the perfect kid. Literally,
that's ridiculous. The first offense, he got suspension, like not even recess or detention.
That was part of it. No, we were happy with it. We said, like, I don't mind him getting a suspension for something like that. And then a letter came in the mail that said, if he does anything again, he's going to be automatically expelled. We're like, whoa. So we called up immediately. We're like, he's done one thing wrong. He's a great kid. He's a straight A student. And I don't think you want to kick him out. And they were like, oh, no, it's a form letter. I want to look through these things before you send them out again. But no, it's a Jewish school. Anyway, Fazik Yud Aleph. Seriously, what are you expecting? So Fazik Yud Aleph. May Amol Nafsho, he's going to see the fruit of his own misery. Yira, he's going to see that Yisba B'daisu, he's going to be satisfied in his mind. Yatzik, right, he's going to be Matzik Tzadik. Abdi L'Rabim will be my servant for the many people of Avanosim Yisba, he's going to take over all their sins. Literally referring to Mashiach. And in the end, they're going to see all the fruits of their misery. They're going to see every reason for everything bad that happened, and they're going to understand why HaKadosh Baruch went this through. And the greatest misery... I'm sorry?
That's where they get the
misery. And seriously, this whole parak is all about how Yashka is carrying their sins, so to speak. But that's where they get it from. They get it from Mashiach carrying the sins of the nation. They're getting it from this parak. That's the idea. He's going to be able to bear their sins. He's going to be able to rectify. He's going to be able to know what they're going to have to go through in order to get there. Therefore, says HaKadosh Baruch, he's going to give a portion among many. That's a tumi HaKadosh Baruch, and among the strong ones, he's going to give out the provision of all their spoils. because he's willing to die for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he carried the sin of the many, and the sinners Yafkia will be able to knock them down. Is that where they call it down?
Isaiah 53
is where they get it from. This is where they all get it from. It's interesting, by the way. I'm just going to point this out. It doesn't say anywhere here that Mashiach is going to die and then come back from the dead. That he's going to suffer, he's going to be punished, he's going to take on their whatever. But it doesn't say he's going to die and then come back. Notice
our
that.
Narrative?
That what do you mean, our narrative? Their narrative, I mean, clearly, because they say Yashka had to die for their sins, right, and then come back. We don't have that, right? The idea is that, yes, he's going to have Yisurin, he's going to take on punishments, but then that's going to be there. And then the famous line, this is Nundalit. Rani Akara Lo Yalada, sing, O barren one who has not given birth. People who read up, call out loud in the song.
Torah, right?
I'm sorry?
This is after Torah twice. This
one. He states that, I believe. I don't know what the other one is.
Noah.
Is it Noah? Yeah, Rani Akara Lo Yalada.
And A or C2?
This is after Torah for Noah and after C2.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, Kiseite. No, but the partial right before my Bar Mitzvah partial. So when I first learned and I thought it was my Bar Mitzvah partial was Kiseite before I knew that it was Kisevo. So it was Rani Akara. I was learning that instead of Kumiori. That was my mistake. Anyway, Lila, the Pizku Rina Vitali, Lo Chala, right? Because you have not gone through labor. Kiram B'nei Shomei, let's go through labor. Kiram B'nei Shomeima, B'nei Ba'ula, I'm just saying that about myself. I'm sorry. Rabin B'nei Shomeima, right? The children, the deserted wife, B'nei Ba'ula will be the children, will be more than the children of the married one, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the one that was desolate is going to be more than the one of the Bula. We learn from that, like Chana and Penina. At the end of the day, Chana, right, had many children. Right, and Penina, unfortunately, lost her kids, and that's what's going to be, quality-wise, that's going to be. Harchivi Makom Aleich, expand the place of your dwelling, Yerush, Mishkan, Osayach, and all of your tent cloths, right? Yatu, right? Stretch them out. Aftach Sochi, do not hold them back. Harichah Mitzarayach, allow your tent ropes to be lengthened, Yisir Osayach Hazeki, and to make all of your pegs to be tightened and everything like that. In other words, what's going to happen is that the Beis HaMikdash, along with all of Eretz Yisrael, is going to expand. The growth is going to be immense, and it's going to seem that everyone is going to be able to fit in Yerushalayim. As I say, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be the size of Yerushalayim, and the Yerushalayim is going to be the size of Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is going to be the size of the world, etc. And that's what it's supposed to be. That's what's going to happen at that point. Everything is going to go on, and it's going to be good enough to be able to have tents instead of actual houses, because peace is going to reign in the world. Although I'll tell you right now, if we're told to live in tents after Mashiach comes, I'm sure there are going to be many people who are going to have massive, massive problems with that. I don't know how that's going to work so well. Don't worry, you get this tent right over here. I'm not so sure that's going to work out as best. But we're big
people. People moved to Israel in the 50s, early 50s. Yeah. They had to live in cabins.
So what Matis told used to be like, I had heard a guy that once told me in Neve Yaakov, when Neve Yaakov was first being built, there was one guy that was there before literally any of the buildings were there. So he lived in a hut. It was like a shed.
My dad was born in a
shed.
Cabin.
In a cabin.
I mean, I think he was born in a hospital, but he lived until he was 3 years old. He lived in a cabin until he got housing.
Unbelievable. It's crazy. Because you go forth to the right and to the left. Your descendants are going to inherit nations. They're going to settle the desolate cities, because the Jewish people are going to break forth in number. They're going to go out everywhere. They're going to expand everywhere. They're going to take all the desolate cities. Everything is going to be taken care of. Don't be afraid. You will not be ashamed. And don't be disgraced. You will never be troubled ever again. The shame of your youth, Tishkach, you will forget completely. You will never remember the fact they were once made fun of at any point. That's never going to happen at any other time. Everything's going to be okay. Now, because your maker, right, your master, he is going to be the one in charge. He's the one that's there. Your Baal, so to speak, your husband. He's your redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. He is the one that's going to take care of everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be in charge, and therefore everything is going to be under him, and everything is going to be under his influence, all the nations of the world. It's like an abandoned and an embittered woman. Hashem will call you out. And like the despised bride of one's youth. That's what's going to happen. The truth is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to ever treat you like the way you should have been treated, as a woman who should be thrown away because of all the evil that you've done, right? Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has never divorced us. He was always overseeing us, taking care of us like an aloof husband who's taking care of his wife and making sure it's going to be there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just waiting for them to come clean and then bring them back. And that's what it means. Like an abandoned and embittered woman, right? You despise the despised bride of one's youth. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring you back. Pasuk Zayin. The Rega Katona Zatich Uvarachamim Gedolim Akapzeicha. That's a famous song, right? In a second, I forsook you. Uvarachamim Gedolim Akapzeicha. But I'm going to grab you back in Rachamim Gedolim. Even though you know Kadosh Baruch Hu abandoned us, so to speak, and put us in exile, etc. In the end, it's going to be like a second. Then it's going to be like a second. And then we're going to be in a ge'ula that's going to seem like never ending. It's going to feel like nothing. When redemption comes and everything's going to be good. Always said, right, all the pain that you go through at the end when you finally get consoled, right, feels like it just took a second. It was 1 second of time. So everything. The Shetzef Ketzef has started upon I regamineich, right, when I was extremely angry at you. I hid my face from you. There was hastaris upon Hester upon it. With a chesed olam rechamtich, right, and with great chesed, I loved you. Omar Goalei Hashem says, your redeemer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kimei Noach Zosli, this is my word since those waters of Noach, in other words, since the Mabel. Shenishpachim Abram Noach Odal Arz, I will no longer put the waters of Noach on the land. Kenishpachim Sofa Laichem Yikorbach, I will no longer get angry at you, and I will no longer yell at you. Mei Noach, why is it called Mei Noach?
Because Noach should have reformed the...
Yeah. Chazal say, I mean, this is brought down from what's called... regardless, yes. Noach was... Because he didn't do anything great to be able to help the people, therefore he was taken. But Mei Noach is also because the Mayim of Noach, meaning that Mabel could have been changed had Noach Davin to become the Mayim of Torah, the water that flows with Torah. Just like Noach is connected to Moshe Rabbeinu Neshama-wise, and then Noach was there, and that had Moshe Rabbeinu instead of Moshe Rabbeinu giving the Torah, it could have been Noach giving the Torah to them. Right? They didn't learn from it, so therefore it was different.
I mean, the Jews had, like, as a food avo to get the Torah.
The people were their own people. They were their own schuyos. Remember, they had Adam, they had Chanoch, they had Nisushel. Granted, there were very, very many evil people. But so were Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov dead. They had that schus avos had they wanted to listen. Had they wanted to. They didn't. So the Mabel came. How long was the Mabel for? Meaning the waters came down for?
40 days and 40 nights.
That's right. Same thing as Matan Torah. That was the idea. That's Rav Tzadok's idea. The mountains may move and the hills may collapse. But the chesed will never be gone. Right? My covenant of my bris of shalom is never going to be taken away. Poor Sayara Lonuchama. I think this is part of Rani Akara, isn't it? It's not continuing. I think it goes all the way through. Maybe you're right. Ani Yitzhar Lo Nuchama. Where?
This is right.
Oh, it's Re'e. Ani Yitzhar Lo Nuchama will never be consoled. I'm going to lay, I don't know how to translate this. I got to look at this. Carbuncles as your building stones. V'saditich b'sapirim. And sapphires as your foundation. So carbuncles and sapphires. I remember this. That's the famous line from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that there's going to be huge sapphires, massive windows of sapphires in the new Beis HaMikdash. And I said, Rabbi Yochanan, is that possible? There's no sapphire that big. And the guy didn't believe it. He went out to it on a ship. He went out in the middle of the sea and he saw them chiseling out sapphire stones out of the sea that were huge, huge sapphires. He went back and I said, Rabbi Yochanan, you're awesome. Keep darshaning, because I saw it with my own eyes. Rabbi Yochanan looked at him and said, you only believed it after you saw it? So he looked at him again and he turned him into a pile of dust. Which is always a good thing. Always a good thing. But that's going to be awesome. That's what it looks like. Yeah, it is. Samti Kadkod Shimshosayich. I'm going to make the window panes of your areas. In other words, for your Shimshosayich, I'm going to make it Kadkod rubies. Usharaych Lavnekdoch. I'm going to make your gates precious stones. The Chogvulich Lavnekhefet. And all of your borders are all going to be with the borders of gems and everything like that. That's what it's going to be. Now, obviously, in Pshat, it means that all the walls are going to be filled with gems and whatever and everything like that. It's gemstones and all these beautiful things, etc. But not only that, but it also means that the people amongst you are going to be gems of people. You can have diamonds and pearls of people. Like, the people will be great. The men and the women and the children will all be very, very great people. That's it. And all of your children are going to be students of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there will be much peace throughout everything. That's what we're lacking. The one last thing that we're going to have is we're going to have ultimate shalom without any worries about anybody whatsoever. With tzedakah, you will be established. You will be distanced from all of your oppression. You will not be afraid of anything. And from ruin, it will not come anywhere near you. You won't have to worry about anything. Everything's going to be done with kosher money. You're not going to be given tzedakah from anything that's you know, like cheating money or anything like that. And even those that are in power, everything's going to have good things. Nobody's going to oppress each other. There's no corruption. They're going to assemble without me. Those who assemble against you, right, they're going to fall upon you. Everybody, those people who are against you and whatever it is, everybody's going to become gerim. They're going to proselytize. They're going to come with you. Either you gerim or shalom, whatever it is.
Become the whole world, and everybody in the world becomes. I thought there was
that's
no
Jewish. But Gary Toshavim, meaning they all believe in God and do what they're supposed to do, but nothing more than that.
It's going to be a bit of a demographic issue. The whole world is, I mean, you're going to have the whole world there is Israel, and then 0.00 whatever it is percent of the population is running a country of 7 billion people, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You will get your own land.
Yeah, God's going to take care of it. I don't know, most of the people will probably be dead by then, so I don't mean to say that, but they'll probably all be dead. Right? I am the one who created the ironsmith, who blows on the fire pachom of the coals, and then brings out the cleave. I am the one who created the tools of destruction. In other words, I know. I know you've gone down. I know there's been destruction. I know it's been bad. Don't worry, right? All of creation, everything evil is only from man's good. It's man who turns into evil, but it's all for good, says the Kadosh Baruch. No tool made against you, lo yitzhak, they will not be matzliach. Any tongue to argue with the lamishpa tarshi, right, it will feel defeat. Zos nachlas avdei Hashem, that's going to be the nachla of those who serve a Kadosh Baruch, it's kasam yitinu Hashem, and those, the reward is going to be straight up from you, says the Kadosh Baruch, that's what it's going to end up being. Don't worry about anything, everything, any evil plot, anything that's going to happen, all of this is going to go up against you. We got about 4 minutes, yeah. What do we got? It's all right, screw up.